This is WLVR. I'm Brad Klein. Bethlehem Mayor Robert Donchez is wrapping up 8 years in that position, and Mayor-elect William Reynolds takes over next week. Mayor Donchez joins us by phone. Welcome to WLVR.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
You've had two terms as mayor, and before that, a tenure in city council that dates back to 1996. How different is Bethlehem today from the place you grew up in?
Well, you know, I grew up on the south side of Bethlehem on Evans Street, right up from the Bethlehem Steel main office. Bethlehem has really gone through a change, you know, beginning with the shutdown of the Bethlehem Steel, you know, when we really were, for the most part, a one industry town. But we were, I think, with good political and corporate leadership, we were able to really transcend into a city with a very diverse economy. And we've come a long way, and now we see a great amount of economic development, not just on the north side, but on the south side, you know, with probably 200 to 300 apartments that will be built sometime during the course of 2022, a new parking garage on New Street, a new office building, a third anew, anchored by Lehigh and St. Luke's. And then we see this, the Wind Creek with a second hotel being built, and that should be finished by July or August of next year. So there's a lot happening in the city, and I think we're in a very good shape. And, you know, and I think, you know, it's a credit to my administration, but also to the corporate leadership and the colleges and universities, the two health networks that really, you know, have worked very, very well together, and I certainly appreciate the partnership.
Well, looking back on your complete time in government, the things you've named are must be among your proudest accomplishments. Is there anything else that sort of stands out?
When I look at my 8 years as mayor, we had the 911 transition, because Allentown and Bethlehem were the only two cities in Pennsylvania that had its own 911 system. And when Harrisburg cut the funding, both of us had to merge with our counties, and we had a very seamless transition with Northampton County. And then we had the two largest snowstorms in the city's history during my tenure, you know, and then we redid the Bethlehem golf course. Many people wanted me to sell the golf course or lease it, but I didn't really want to do that because I think it's an asset to the community. We invested a little under $3 million, and the course now for the last 2 years has made a good amount of money. It's the most played course, from what I've been told, in the Lehigh Valley. And then we redid Memorial Pool, a pool that was 50 years old and it needed a lot of TLC, but we redid the pool and we had a very good year last year. And then our bond rating, taking it from a BBB to an A+. But then the last 2 years, you know, we've been all challenged with this pandemic. My first meeting on the pandemic was March 11th of 2020. And if you would have told me then that we would be still dealing with this 2 years later, I don't think I've ever would have believed it. But we are very fortunate in Bethlehem, and Allentown for that matter, because we have our own health departments. Kristen Wenrich and her team did an outstanding job in coordinating the vaccines with Wind Creek and Moravian College and then at City Hall. I can't imagine going through this, to be very honest with you, without having a health department.
Now, you have no crystal ball, but let me ask you to look forward for a moment. You and the incoming mayor, William Reynolds, have a lot in common. You were both teachers in the Valley. You were both city council members. What are you looking for in the new administration, and what are you watching for in the development of Bethlehem?
I really believe that the mayor-elect Reynolds is going to do an outstanding job. Been very involved in the community. He's been a leader on city council, especially with climate and you know, open government. And so I expect good things. I expect the city to continue to move forward under his leadership. And, you know, Bethlehem has always been called the jewel of the Lehigh Valley. Mayor Mark Simpson coined that phrase, and I still believe we are. And it's good to see Allentown and Easton come back, because the stronger the three cities are, the stronger the whole Lehigh Valley is. I think Bethlehem's going to continue on a progressive forward path, and I think he's going to do a very good job.
Let me ask on a personal note, what's next for you? You've earned retirement at least twice by my calculations.
You know, I'm still exploring different options. Teaching might be something I'd be interested in on a college level, teaching an American government class. I've also had some people reach out to me about part-time and full-time jobs. So I have some decisions to make. I do want to take a couple of weeks off just to kind of relax. My daughter lives down in Raleigh, and she has a little one for 3 years old. And my son just had a baby. His wife just had a baby yesterday. So it's been a good holiday, needless to say. But so I'll explore different options.
Well, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Mayor Robert Donchez has served all but a few days of his two terms as mayor of Bethlehem. William Reynolds takes over on Monday.